84850. Before we go back to that, I'm going to have a chat with Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, to get his comments and thoughts on a story, a bizarre story that just dropped on my desk anyway, saying that a prominent civil rights campaigner is being investigated after it was claimed she'd falsely portrayed herself as black for almost a decade. Simon, good evening to you.
Hello, John.
This is a weird one. Tell me more.
It is, I suppose, a classic only in America story. I mean, it is quite extraordinary. This 37-year-old, Rachel Dolezal, her name is, she is the president of the Pacific chapter out in Washington State on the other side of the country, of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. And if you look at pictures of her, one would think that she was indeed a black American. Her parents have suddenly outed her to a local newspaper in the Washington city of Spokane and said that, in fact, she is white and has been disguising herself, they say, as an African American for at least the last 10 years. We didn't understand why she felt it was necessary to misstate her ethnicity, her father told the newspaper, who says that everything changed for his daughter shortly after he and his wife adopted four African-American children and raised them alongside her inside the family. She is sidestepping all sorts of questions that she's being asked about her ethnic background, saying that her ethnicity is complex, and at one point telling a reporter that since all human beings descended from people originally finding themselves on the African continent, in some ways she is indeed, she says, an African American. This has put the NAACP in a terrible jam. They've just issued a statement saying that one's racial identity is not a qualifying criteria or disqualifying standard for NAACP leadership. That may well indeed be true, but one would think that being honest about one's ethnic background would be a standard for leadership of that civil rights organisation.
It is, as you say, bizarre. I mean, how did she do this? How did she fool people into thinking that she was black? What did she put on a wig? Did she? What happened?
Well, I think that is still subject to investigation. If you look at the photographs of her as a little girl, she is a blonde, blue-eyed, American, white little girl. If you look at pictures of her now, she has skin tonality that I think most people would look at and say that she appears to have become, in some fashion, an African-American, and she has a hairstyle that certainly is a hairstyle adopted by many African Americans. Whether this is the result of some sort of absolutely determined attempt to disguise herself, whether this is part of some sort of natural process, those questions are very unclear and dogging her every step here today. And of course, there's also the question about whether she ever, as she has previously claimed, genuinely been the victim of hate speech, because she says she has been the victim of hate speech, but that was based on the fact that she says that she's a black American. But if she's not a black American, then that raises questions about whether the hate speech was indeed targeted hate speech.
Before I go on, just to point out to our listeners that there is video of this woman available on the LBC website, lbc.co.uk, if they want to have a look at it and make a judgment for themselves. But I mean, presumably. I mean, would this organisation care? I mean, had she just been honest about this, she could have done this job anyway, couldn't she?
Yes, I think that's exactly correct. I mean, you know, there is not a qualification for being an African-American in order to become a leader of the National Association for the Advancement of Coloured People. And we should say that the NAACP has a storied history within the civil rights movement in the United States. This is an organisation that has been around for 106 years and was pushing the concept of equal rights for Americans, you know, in the decades leading up to Martin Luther King's leadership of the civil rights movement in the 1960s. 1960s. So this is a very well-established organisation. And, of course, it has members of staff and sometimes prominent members of staff who are not themselves African-American. The issue here, in a sense, is not just the matter of the issue of skin colour. The issue here is the matter of honesty and transparency about who she is. And even in interviews that have been published here today, she seems to be somewhat unclear herself as to precisely who she is and is not answering very clear questions with very clear answers.
Has it damaged the organisation, Simon?
I think it has damaged the organisation. I mean, I think you've seen them move pretty quickly to put this statement out. They say for 106 years, the NAACP has held a long and proud tradition of receiving support from people of all faiths, races, colours and creeds. And, you know, this doesn't change that. But I think they're very aware that, these are such heightened times in the United States for the whole discussion of race. I mean, we've seen all of these stories that we've been reporting on LBC about policing difficulties across the country pertaining to the issue of race. This is a tinderbox issue here in the United States, and this particular story has certainly been catching fire over the last 24 hours, and I think the NAACP is in some difficulty over it.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. If you want to look at that video, you can see it on the LBC website, lbc.co.uk.